Hillary Clinton's big wins in this week's primaries have made the race for the Democratic presidential nomination closer than ever. And now that every state and delegate counts, Clinton and Obama have their eyes on Wyoming.
Democrats in Dick Cheney's home state haven't played a major role in presidential politics since 1960, when the state's delegation cast 15 votes for Senator John F. Kennedy, pushing him over the top and making him the party's nominee. Today, Republicans in Wyoming outnumber Democrats in voter registration by more than 2-1, substantially more than that in some counties. This time, 12 delegates are up for grabs in the state's caucus, which takes place this Saturday. Jim King is the head of political science at the University of Wyoming in the Cowboy State. He joins me on the line now. Hi, Jim.
Good morning.
Thanks for being with us. So,
pleasure.
Give us a picture of what's going on there. Overnight, literally, a whole lot of people started paying attention to Wyoming. What have the last few days been like?
It's been very exciting. We had President Clinton in the state yesterday. Senator Obama and Senator Clinton will be in the state today. So it's a very changed situation, rather than being ignored because we were so late in the process of nominating candidates in the past. We're in the thick of things right now.
Now, Barack Obama's campaign has had a presence there. They started opening offices in the state right after Super Tuesday. What do you think? Has his early presence benefited him in some way, do you think?
I think it's benefited him. He's the only one, until just the last few days, who'd been contacting candidates, had been contacting voters, sending out mailings, had the campaign offices where people could come by. All of these things, I think, have got to help his campaign. He was probably ahead anyway, because the one indicator we had was that he had raised more money in Wyoming than had Clinton. But his presence, his visibility, I'm sure, is going to be to his benefit.
Now, yesterday, you mentioned Bill Clinton was in town. You went to go see him, right?
I tried. I stood in line for an hour and a half, but did not get in the door. So,
what is the Clinton legacy in Wyoming? You know, in that part of the country, there's a pretty solid anti-Clinton bias. Do you feel that in Wyoming? Do you think that that people will be mobilized to vote against her?
Well, I think at the point of the caucuses right now, that's not going to be a major factor. Bill Clinton, as president, his first couple of years was quite unpopular in the state, I think principally because of some of his policies on the use of federal lands. Energy resource development is a very big thing here. But as he stayed in office, his approval ratings grew. He never had reached George Bush's level of approval in the state, but you know, it had been respectable. But we're also talking in the caucuses about the Democrats. We're not talking about the state as a whole. And the Wyoming Democrats, although, as your intro said, are few, they are, like most Democrats in the country, they're fairly liberal. They oppose the war. They oppose President Bush. They did not have the negative views of Bill Clinton that the Republicans and independents had. So I don't think that it's going to be a tremendous hurt to Clinton at this point in the process.
Let's talk about what issues matter. NAFTA and health care played big in Ohio and Texas. What matters to Wyoming voters, Democrats in particular?
I think that the economy is always an issue. Our economy is based very heavily on resource development and agriculture, very different, clearly, than what you saw in Ohio. But economy is economy, and as the country goes into recession, companies cut back, they use fewer energy, they use less energy. That hurts the Wyoming economy. But the war is also going to be an issue. Democrats in Wyoming opposed the war very early, and the support for the war and President Bush's handling of the war is still pretty low.
Now, while Wyoming is a stronghold of the Republican Party, you've had a history of Democratic governors, including your current governor, Dave Freudenthal.
Freudenthal,
thank you. Has he endorsed anyone in this race?
The governor has not, to my knowledge. Former Governor Mike Sullivan was a Democrat, served in the late 80s, early 90s, has endorsed Senator Clinton. Sullivan was a friend of Bill Clinton's from their days together as governor. So there's a connection there. But I'm not sure those types of endorsements really carry a lot of weight.
Well,
people who participate in the primary, in the caucuses, are the activists. They study the candidates. You know, they're not looking for the simple voting cue.
Well, we'll be looking to Wyoming to see what you all decide there. Enjoy the ride. I'm sure it'll be a media circus the last day ahead of that caucus tomorrow. Jim King, head of Political Science Department at the University of Wyoming. Thank you so much for being here, Jim.
Thank you.
Take care.